Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It's so great to have you here. And today we're going to be talking about all types of paint from emulsion to eggshell. Now, as I was growing up, my stepdad was a painter and decorator. So I kind of grew up knowing about all different kinds of paint and what you should do with it and what you shouldn't do with it. And I think I kind of presume that everybody else knew the same things that I did. Maybe you do. I'm not saying that, you know, nobody knows anything about paint. But when I've been on Instagram in the past and I've done any kind of posts regarding paint, I have sometimes had a few questions from people saying, well, what paint do I use for what? And, you know, can you do a post on different kinds of paints? So it made me realise that maybe not everybody does know all about it. So I thought it would be worth doing a podcast episode on the subject so I could give you some basic knowledge that you can keep in your back pocket for any projects or makeovers that you've got coming up in the near future. Let's start off with emulsion, which is probably the most common type of paint that you probably do already know about. And emulsion is used on walls and ceilings, and you can get it in different finishes. You can get it in matte or silk. It has come a long way, as have all paints compared to back in the day. And you can get wipeable versions now. I know Valspar do a really good wipeable matte, and I have used wipeable mattes in the past, and I say matte in air quotes, where they've still had a slight sheen to them. But I do find that the Valspar one, there's probably others as well, but this is probably the only one that I've tried. I do find that the Valspar one does dry a perfect matte and is still wipeable. And emulsion paints are water-based. So you can clean them easily with water, and they usually come, well, they do come in measurements of 2.5 litres and 5 litres. And of course, you can also get tester pots too. I would say the next most common type of paint is gloss, although maybe not nowadays, but back in the day, it was definitely emulsion and gloss were the two main ones that I'd hear about. And you use gloss on your woodwork, your skirt, things like your skirting board, your architrave, your doors, also furniture too. And gloss is a more durable paint. Obviously, skirting boards get kicked, doors get banged, and furniture, you put things on there, so you need a paint that's a bit more durable. Back in the day, gloss was always oil-based. And now that I think they're changing most of them over due to health reasons, safety reasons, because of the VOCs in gloss. And it's mostly water-based now. I think it's only at trade places, really, that you can buy oil-based gloss. Obviously, oil-based is more durable, but I've never really had a problem with any of the water-based glosses. Well, I don't use gloss, but any of the water-based paints that I've used that are, you know, for things like woodwork, I do find them a lot easier to use too. I remember back in the day painting doors with gloss, with oil-based gloss, and you couldn't just paint a bit and then leave it and come back because it would go all gloopy when you tried to join the next bit of paint on. So you had to do it all in one go, and you get drips, and it was really messy. And to clean gloss paint, you need spirits, you need like terps or white spirit to clean it off. So if you got it on your hand, you couldn't just go and wash it off, or anywhere else. I get a paint everywhere I do, in your hair, on your face. So it's definitely a lot easier to use the water-based paints that seem to be the thing nowadays. As I said, gloss isn't really, I don't think it is anyway, the most popular finish for woodwork these days. I think people probably prefer satin wood. So that's another finish, satin wood. And it's the same as gloss really, but it's just a milder sheen to it. It's not as shiny. It's just got a slight sheen to it. But you can use it in exactly the same way on woodwork, skirting, architrave, doors. So it's a durable paint. You can get it oil based, but you know, I think you'll find that it's mostly water based. And I do prefer this to gloss because it's more modern. It's not that in your face, shiny look. And another alternative to this, which is my favourite go-to when it comes to my skirting boards and architrave or doors if I'm painting them, is eggshell. And this is, it has got a slight sheen to it, but it's a little bit less of a sheen than satin wood. So as you can imagine, it as per its name, it's like the shell of an egg. It's got that kind of sheen to it. Once again, you can use it on the same things, on woodwork, skirting board, architrave, doors, furniture. I used it on the doors in my laundry room when I upcycled them. I put some hot wooden half dowels on the front of the doors, and I painted it in a gorgeous Farrowon ball, like a raspberry pinky colour. And I bought that in an eggshell so it would have a durable finish. I think you can get eggshell as the others, oil-based too, but most places they're selling the water-based version, and I think that's absolutely fine, the water-based version, unless you need something that's very, very durable and hard-wearing. If you are painting anything in gloss or satin wood or eggshell, you will need, before you actually use these paints, to paint the surface with a primer, especially if you're painting onto bare wood. I must admit, I'm lazy. I'll just sand the previous skirting board and paint over it. I don't bother with a primer. As I say, unless it's bare wood, then you will really need one. And you can pick a primer up at any DIY store, and you can also get them in water-based and oil-based too. So if you're getting a water-based gloss or satin wood or eggshell, then you can get a water-based primer too to put on first. And this just gives it something to stick to and makes it even more durable. So bear that in mind. Those are all of your basic paints, but I thought I'd mention a few different things as well. One that you have probably heard of is chalk paint, and this was really popular when everybody was doing the shabby chic thing. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I did used to buy old dresses off eBay. This was when we'd first bought the house, so I'd always have a room that wasn't decorated and didn't matter if I made a mess. So I used to buy these dresses from eBay, and I would get some chalk paint and upcycle them and sell them. I did make a little bit of profit on a few of them. It wasn't bad, I'll be honest, but it's just the, you know, obviously once everywhere's decorated in the house, unless you've got a workshop or something, it's not really something that's easy to do, because also you've got to have somewhere to store them too. So people use chalk paint to get like that shabby chic effect, and you can use it on old furniture. And the benefit of using chalk paint is that you don't have to, apparently they say, you don't have to sand, you don't have to prime. You can just put the chalk paint directly onto the furniture, and then you usually do a wax finish over the top of the chalk paint to give it a bit of a durable finish. You can just buy pots of wax from the DIY store and finish it with that once you've painted it. So I must admit, I'm not a massive fan of chalk paint. I've never really got on with it brilliantly. I know a lot of people love it, so maybe I just haven't used it enough. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. So it's not something that I'll go out of my way to think about anymore. Another thing, when I have upcycled some pieces of furniture, for example, my cocktail cabinet in the kitchen, I didn't want to go and buy a full tin of anything, so I used some tester pots. Now, obviously, tester pots you can only get in emulsion, so that's not very durable. So what I did is I bought some polyurethane, and I bought the clear, I think it was matte. It's got a bit of a sheen to it anyway. And what polyurethane is, I don't know if this is a technical thing, but the way I actually look at it, it's kind of like PVA, that kind of finish, in my opinion. It's probably nothing like that, but that's my vibe on it. It's like a PVA type finish, and when you see it in the tin, it's not perfectly clear. It's got sort of like a milky kind of look to it, but once you've painted it on and it's dried, it obviously dries clear, and it does give a really good durable finish, as I said, to things like pieces of furniture, so you can go and put, you know, cups and ornaments or whatever on them without the paint chipping off. So I've definitely used that. I used that on my leopard print unit in the downstairs toilet too, the sink unit. I used tester pots, and then I used the polyurethane as a top coat. Another thing that I've used as a top coat, and I use this in my laundry room when I painted all the walls, I painted some of the side of the cupboards in emulsion too. And obviously, that not being durable next to the sink and everything, I wanted to give it a bit more protection. So what I bought then, I bought a tin of clear varnish from Amazon and painted that over the top to give it a top coat. So you've always got these options if you find yourself using a paint that's maybe not so durable. You've always got the option of giving it a top coat of something to make it more hard wearing. Now, something that surprises some people is that you can actually get paint for UPVC. So if you've got any UPVC windows or doors, you can actually get paint to paint them with. And I did this on my porch, and some visitors that were coming, they were surprised. Oh, I didn't know you could paint UPVC. So just to let you know, yeah, you can paint anything really. So I bought some, I can't remember the brand, but I bought a specialist paint to paint the UPVC, my porch, which I inherited. Well, we inherited it when we bought the house. It wasn't our choice. And I wanted to paint the inside of it pink. I might have said this before on the podcast on one of the episodes, but I didn't end up actually keeping that colour, that paint, the UPVC paint, because when I painted it, it was a nice colour pink, but it just wasn't the shade that I was looking for. So we ended up in a rush effort going to buy something from B&Q, and I ended up with some Valspar paint, which was eggshell, and I used that on it, and it's been fine. I'm not saying there's no scratches or marks or anything, but it's definitely not all flaked off or come off or anything. This is on the inside, by the way, just to make that clear. So you can buy UPVC paint. I think Rust-Oleum do one. And I presume that you can use that on the outside too. You would have to check. But yeah, Rust-Oleum do one. And Rust-Oleum also do a range for kitchen doors too, which I thought was a nice touch. I've not used it, but it has got some really good reviews. So that's another thing that you can paint, kitchen doors. And they're starting to bring out ranges of paint for all sorts of things now. Another kind of paint that you can get is tile paint, which is controversial because obviously if you're in the bathroom and things are getting wet, you would always think, is that really going to work? And it doesn't always, I'm not sure. But I have heard that the Zinsser paint is very good for tiles, but if you are painting tiles in a bath or shower, I think you need to make sure that you give it at least a week to cure before getting it wet. Obviously, I'm not saying don't have a bath or shower for a week, but if, for example, you're painting it in the in the shower and it's separate to the bath, then, you know, have a bath for a week instead of using the shower and vice versa. But yeah, I have heard that you do need it to let it fully cure for it to, you know, be as durable as possible and for it to stand up to water, etc. There's all sorts of new ranges of paints coming out all the time. And there is a range that you might have heard of called French Chic Paint. And they actually do a lazy range in their paint, which basically means that you don't need, as with the chalk paint, you don't need to do any sanding or priming or anything. You can just use the paint. And I did use that on my sideboard in the living room, and my sideboard has stood up absolutely fine. I think there is a little mark where I put an ornament, but I don't think I left it long enough to cure. This is a tip, guys. If you're probably impatient like me, when you paint something, you can't wait to, if it's a piece of furniture, you probably can't wait to get all your ornaments on there. Well, that's me anyway. And that's what I did with the sideboard in my living room. And it's where I put a pot down, it's got like a rim of where the pot went down. So I should have left it for longer. So make sure you do that. Give it time to cure before you start putting things on top of it. I think they do a few other ranges too, and I did actually use French Chic paint in my guest room when I painted the frames of the sliding wardrobes. So they do a few different ranges, so it's worth checking them out and giving them a look online. A couple of others to mention, there's obviously spray paint that I'm sure you're aware of. And if you've got any kind of hardware or anything in the house that you want to update, then I would recommend that spray paint would be the best thing to use. I use black spray paint on the handles in my downstairs toilet because they were like a chrome colour, and I spray painted them black, and then I also sprayed a clear top coat of spray paint over the top to give them more of a protective finish. And I can say that this is on the handles to my sink unit, and that they've never chipped or scratched or anything. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, it just depend on how much you use things. I mean, if it was a door handle, then you've got more of a chance of things scratching off. But my handles that I did use that for and do the top coat have held up really well. And I also use, sorry, I just need a sip of water. I also use spray paint. If you haven't seen on Instagram, I've got a couple of reels of spray painting my tap in the laundry room pink. I absolutely love it. There was a pink tap that I saw online that I considered buying, but it was really quite expensive. So I bought a black tap from eBay for about 20 odd pounds, and I bought some pink spray paint. I primed it and everything, and I painted it pink and it looks amazing. But it is in the laundry room, it doesn't get major use like the tap in the kitchen, so I couldn't say how well that would stand up. But yeah, if you've got any kind of hardware or anything like that, taps, you know, then spray paint would be the one I would advise. And lastly, I think I don't want to mention any others apart from this because you're just going to get overwhelmed. But if you are doing any walls or anything outside, then you would need masonry paint for that. So I think I'll leave it there. I probably could go on because, you know, as you know, all the time new things are coming onto the market. But yeah, I think I've covered the basics and you know, some more as well. So I hope that you found that useful, especially if you really didn't know anything about paint. And if you did know quite a bit already, then hopefully I may have mentioned something that you didn't know, so you would have found it useful anyway. If you've got any questions about anything that I've covered here on the podcast about paint, or any other questions that you've got about paint, then you are more than welcome to come along to the Facebook group, my Daring Home Decor Facebook group. If you're not a member, you can request to be one and I will accept within a couple of days, and you can go on over there and ask any questions at all that you've got with regards to paint. And before you start any decorating projects, don't forget to create a colour palette for your home. And if you need any help doing this, I've got a free step-by-step guide for you to do it. And I will put a link to that in the show notes, as I will also put a link to the Facebook group. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.